One of the tools that can help in the process of formulating these alternatives is the logical framework approach. And one of the readings that is assigned for this week describes in great detail how to do a logical framework. But at its core, a logical framework is basically a 4x4 matrix, a 4x4 grid that identifies, on one side, you'll see the resonance to the input process output outcome model in a moment that defines what are the goals, outcomes, what are the objectives, what are the outputs that reflect those objectives, what are the activities, the processes, and what are the inputs that are necessary to achieve those. And then on the columns, you have for each one of them a narrative summary describing what those would be, what those elements would be, a series of indicators that allow us to measure how we're doing with regards to committing resources, implementing activities, achieving outputs or long-term outcomes, a mechanism to monitor and evaluation, where are we going to gain this information, and lastly, and very important, what are the critical assumptions and links between the different components of the logical framework matrix. So what you see, this matrix is a series of if-then connections. If we commit certain inputs, then certain activities will be possible. If we implement those activities, then we'll achieve certain results, certain outputs. If we achieve those outputs, this is going to help us achieve some objectives. And if we achieve those objectives, that is going to contribute to certain goals. But mediating each of these connections, if then, cause and effect, are a series of assumptions. For example, we might say that one of the ways to improve the capacity of teachers to promote literacy is to provide them with professional development. But that assumes that the teachers would come to the professional development. It assumes that maybe they will do some of the readings. It assumes that maybe they will engage with the training. Very important assumption. Sometimes being transparent about those assumptions allows us to put in place mechanisms so that we don't just hope for the best with regards to them, but so that we take control over the likelihood that those assumptions will take place. So, for example, if making sure that people show up to training is a critical assumption, we need to figure out what are the reasons why they might not show up. The reasons might be because there is a cost to transportation. Then providing a subsidy for that cost might increase the chances that they do. Another reason might be because what's going to happen to the students that they teach if they take off for training. So making arrangements for a substitute teacher to take over would make it more likely that they would come, etc.